This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
No, you ain't supposed to put on your devil suit when you come up in the church, young man. No, they ain't about to think you a rebel. You about to make them think you're birthed from flames. La 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 dee da da. Wanna be on TV just to show out for me, mama. But breaking into colored houses at me, then it's a bitch when you're sick like this. Putting
all the face paint I can. What up, Mama Holics? Yeah, Mama Holics. That's what I'm gonna call my listeners. I'll probably forget it by next week. Didn't I come up with that like 2 weeks ago and then forgot it?
I don't know.
Awesome. One of us should probably pay attention to this podcast. This is My Mom's Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, James Bailey. You're listening to us on God knows what medium, but because of HMBRadio.com, HMB Radio Network. This is pretty exciting for me. We got Matt Fernandez is going to be coming in studio here in a little bit tonight. Matt Fernandez is probably one of the more prominent comedians that I've had on so far.
Has a lot of energy on stage. Aloof texter.
Aloof texter.
Not a lot of emotion behind his text.
I'm going to call him out on that. If, I don't know. I'm going to smoke some more of this jet fuel, though. That's like the name of this strand of weed that I'm smoking, and it is jet fuel. It's amazing. It starts off as a sativa. It's a sativa mixed with a hybrid.
Oh.
And the hybrid is... It starts off as a strong sativa because that's what it has a little bit more of. So for like a little while, you're very like hee-hee-hee-hee kind of giddy or whatever. And then the indica of the hybrid kicks in. You're like hee-hee-hee-oh.
Like it's the best of both worlds, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty serious, dude. The other options I had were also pretty serious, too. But I like sativas more than indicas. Indicas are the couchers, the fucking...
I think I like those better.
Where you just...
I don't remember.
No, the sativas are the ones that it's kind of like, yeah, I can do stuff. But anyway, so we have Matt Fernandez on. Matt Fernandez, again, one of the more prominent ones. He's open for Bill Burr. He's open for Doug Benson, Doug Stanhope. I think he just got back from a festival.
The Kona Festival? Is that what it's called? Kona in Nebraska.
So, I think that was it. And then he's out of North Carolina, Seattle, Chicago, like he's all over the place. So we were able to wrangle him in, and we're gonna smoke some of this jet fuel, talk some bullshit, maybe even talk about how I've recently started driving Lyft. Clear my throat off mic, and so hopefully you didn't catch too much of that. Probably was super sexy. But again, thank you for tuning in. Get ready. Matt Fernandez, HMBRadio.com, My Mom's Favorite Podcast. William, the music!
My people missing me like Diana Ross. No, this ain't MMG, but I am a boss. BK to the crib, turn on the television and see my face.
Probably total to Xanax, I've lost like days of my life. Like, I used to eat and drink so, oh, my God. My ex-girlfriend had a prescription to Xanax and a very fucking immoral doctor. So it was just like, yeah, however many you want, sweetheart, we'll just keep you calm and happy. And, yeah, she, oh, God damn it, man.
You made him sound really creepy.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you calm and happy.
Hey, man, I don't know what she was doing to get them pills, but, I was glad she was getting them because it kept me fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like weed now.
Yeah, that's all I try to do.
Am I? Oh, there it is. Yeah, now I can hear myself.
It always takes me a little bit of playing around with these because I'm usually pretty stoned.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The only other thing I want to do besides weed anymore is mushrooms.
I do have a love of mushrooms. I used to do them a lot. I used to do them a whole bunch, and then I haven't done mushrooms in forever. But they are fun in moderation, just like everything else.
How did you do it though? Like, are you from Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Wisconsin, like we used to eat them and go in the woods and it was fun and you
that
could like
terrible.
Oh dude, it was amazing.
I don't want to go outside and do, I don't want to go to a public place if I do them. I just kind of want to sit in my backyard or watch a movie or something.
Well, dude, like, how public do you think the woods are? Like,
that's true. Good point. I just feel like I would be, like, why am I scared in the woods?
Well, I mean, maybe I guess I could, because you didn't grow up going to the woods. Like,
yeah, it's true. I've never been to Wisconsin.
Have you been in the woods? Because, I mean, there are kind of woodsy areas here. Have you, like, been, that's a great time to ask you, is right as you inhale fucking marijuana.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, there's woods everywhere. It's still Florida, but
right.
I don't like camping. I don't enjoy the outdoors. I'm a big fan of air conditioning.
Well, you're kind of a big dude.
Fuck you. All right, maybe I just like it cold, you dick.
Well, I meant overall, you're tall.
No, yeah, I run hot.
Yes. You're a... God damn it, man.
It's okay, we can edit this out.
No, we can't, actually. We don't... I don't know if it's ability or ambition, but we can't edit shit. So. Yeah, be prepared to just be... You got to be on the whole time with this.
Okay.
Actually, I don't care.
I'm totally on right now. Can you tell?
You actually have about the same energy as I see you with on stage.
Yeah, I'm not a loud, energetic guy. It's not in my nature.
No, neither am I. Like, and I just do. You know, oh, that's the bowl hits or hits from the bowl.
What's that?
I didn't have you. Fuck, I forgot to make you do that. We put six topics in the bowl, and just at any time randomly throughout the podcast, you just reach in and we'll just go on that if you want to. You don't have to.
Okay.
But there should be a piece of paper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold on a second, because I forgot to have you do one.
Are you going
to
make me one? Write one right now on the spot? That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, where'd those papers go? Well, I just had a stack of them. All right, well, I mean, maybe not, because I can't find this whole little stack of papers I had.
All pre-ripped up.
This show is going great, man. This show is going so great. You want to start over?
Nah, dude, fuck it. Dude, we're fucking knee-deep in this bitch. We're just going to go.
And we're drowning.
Yeah, that's kind of like... What this whole podcast, it just happens, dude. Like, I don't have a format. It's just dudes.
No, I think those are the best ones. I love when they kind of just start, like you just, they don't, like, introduce, like, they don't say, hey, welcome to the, like, it just kind of starts.
Yeah, like, I always have to cut an intro first, like, before you got here.
Yeah, the intro music is, of course.
Well, like, no, like, I sit here and say, like, who's going to be on and shit, because there's been entire episodes where we'll be, like, 45, 50 minutes in, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, by the way, in studio with me, and, like, then I say the person's name. But I say it in the intro, so... And
this is John Jacobs. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, guys!
I love dudes.
Welcome back, John.
And underage girls. How are you guys?
Yeah. if it's going to be a pussy, it better be fucking 17.
Oh, John.
No, John's been on here.
Yeah, I know.
It was fun. We smoked a lot of weed. Kind of what
John
we do.
Jacobs? No.
Right?
Get out of town. You pack your bags and get the fuck out.
Wouldn't tell his Chris Kattan story. Couldn't blame him, though.
Oh.
I was like, you probably told this too many times.
Chris Kattan ruined John Jacobs' life. That's so terrible.
It was just so funny. I was like, I know you probably told it a bunch of times, but there's a story about you doing coke with a celebrity. And he just instantly, nope, too many fucking times. I was like, all right, cool, understood.
Yeah, even I know that story. Everyone knows that story.
Everyone. Like, I never heard it from John, but I've heard it from three other people.
Yeah, it's funny. I just worked with Chris Kattan.
He was really?
At Sidesplitters, and it was cool. But he's not good at stand-up comedy.
Really?
It was, you can tell, he's a sketch guy. Like, it's fun to watch him bounce around.
Yes. I mean, was he entertaining?
He's like a cartoon character, but he's not a great writer.
Was it, like, entertaining?
No, he walked a bunch of people. A lot of people left.
Oh, wow, yeah, really?
It was rough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I heard Harlan Williams isn't really, like, a great, like,
singer. Harlan?
But I heard he's a really good on stage. Like,
no, Harlan's.
I heard he does just a lot of, like, there's a lot of interacting with the crowd and just a lot of him being weird. But
yeah,
he's
weird.
Like, not a traditional, like.
But, no, he also has a lot of, like, actual jokes. Like, you can tell he's a good writer as well.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, the first time I ever hosted at the Improv was Harlan Williams.
Nice.
And I didn't know what to expect. I kind of thought maybe the same thing. Like, he wasn't going to be that good. But he really, he's a good stand-up comic.
Really? Because, I mean, like I said, I heard he was just great on stage because it's him and he can just interact and be weird and shit.
Yeah, he does a lot of, like, weird, fun crowd work, but it doesn't ever, like, lose its flow.
Did you get to, like, meet or hang out with Bill Burr when you opened for him at all?
Yeah, but, he's a very quiet, gentle man on stage. Like, he would, He had a, you know, a writer or whatever.
Yeah.
They give you, like, and you can have whatever you want backstage. He just had a chicken salad and a fruit plate. That's all he had. A chicken salad with, like, walnuts and grapes and whatever. It looked really good.
Yeah. And like a fancy chicken fruit. Salad.
He's not, like, a fucking... I mean, and he made me watch golf. Like, I know nothing about golf, and he's like, this fucking kid right here, this 21-year-old, and I'm like, yeah, totally. I know exactly what you're talking about and who that is. But no, he's great.
I could have kind of guessed that I don't know, he seems like that when I've heard him on, was it Rogan's podcast? And then I listened to his podcast.
Mm.
And, like, he's not real aggressive.
No.
Like, even the couple of times he gets, like, he'll say something aggressive on his podcast, he'll immediately follow up with, like, no, I'm just kidding. Like, so, like, I can't, like, when he's on stage, I imagine that's, like, him, but, like, more of a persona him.
Yeah, maybe. I think so, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not on all the time.
Yeah.
He's not fucking John Jacobs. But,
I told John the other day, I was like, I don't think I've ever had a conversation with you, ever. I see him at least once a week now.
He doesn't really, I mean.
He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, okay.
He did, 38 shows in a 30-day period? He's going to burn out.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
I don't think he will, though, is the thing.
I hope not. That's amazing to me.
He has endless energy.
That's, because what he did, the one night song,
that's like,
he did 3 hours at 3 different venues.
Like, I love doing stand-up. I really do, but I don't know if I could do it every day for a month. That's a chat. It's like smoking crack every day for a month. Like, I don't think I would need to do it that many times.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, I do it. There's even times where I might take if I'm just been hitting mics lately, I won't hit a mic for like a week maybe.
Hmm.
No, I don't think I've gone that long. I think I hit at least once a week, but sometimes that's it. Sometimes
that's
like,
good, though.
No,
that's,
one.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I haven't been doing it as long as you. I really should be hitting more. how long have you been in?
6 years.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're just that much better than me. Okay, I got you.
Obviously. If you're going to make me spell it out for you.
Yeah, as rough as that is, I'll eat that one because, you know, well, I talked about it in the intro, but you opened for Burr, you opened for Stanhope, you opened for Benson.
Yeah.
You open for Benson pretty regularly, don't you? Like,
yeah, I just did. I was in Fort Lauderdale with him in March, maybe April. I don't know. And but it was the first time I could smoke weed.
Yeah.
And it was so weird to take advantage of that after his show because it's everywhere. Like,
yeah.
If you walk outside to shake people's hands, they'll just offer it to you. You don't even have to ask. It was great.
Yeah.
And someone just like jammed weed in his pocket. Like when he walked off stage, someone just stuck a quarter in his pocket. That's what he invites. That's his thing.
Like, I'm trying to write jokes to try to get free. I had a joke before that used to get me free weed. And it was, I'm trying to remember because I stopped doing it for a while. But it was basically along the lines of, like, how every person says their weed is the best.
Mm.
And they always want to challenge you. And the way I would word it would just, like, guaranteed somebody in the audience would be like, you damn right. Be like, oh, yeah, dude, prove it. All right, bet. And then I would just look at the rest of the crowd like, I just got free weed. Watch. And every single time that guy would come up to me after the show, you ready, bro? You ready for me? I'd be like, yeah, let's go do this, man. Like, whatever.
You would like reverse psychology them from the stage.
Yeah, and tell them
smoke weed with me, bitch. Yes, I will. I'll show you who I'll smoke weed with.
Dude, and I would tell them, though, because, like, I would literally turn to, like, a different, whatever I heard, wherever that conversation happened, I would turn to the other half of the audience and just be like, I just do that joke to get free weed. Watch. I would verbally say that into the microphone and just be like exasperated, I can't believe that. And, yeah, every single time, you ready, bro? You ready? And, yeah, I'm fucking smoking weed with some random guy.
Wouldn't that make you nervous, though, taking pot from a stranger? I kind of look at it as, like, getting food from a stranger that you don't know.
No.
I mean, if it's laced with something, right?
I'll take pot before I take food from a stranger.
Usually, like, I could see the weed. It's not like they have it in.
Yeah, but if they soak it in something.
Or they have just a vape pen.
Or they already have it rolled up, though. I mean,
that's true.
Make them smoke it first, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, they usually. No, actually. A lot of times people be like, yeah, take the green, bro, and they just hand me a bowl of
weed. Taking free weed after a show is not a normal occurrence. That's the only time I've ever done it, so. I don't know. You might be right. I don't know if I would do it after like a show in fucking Largo or something. I figured I'd be. I figured no
all
one's
the shows
no one's gonna try and trick Doug Benson into smoking crack. So I thought I'd say.
Well, see, that's when it'd be the most scared, is somebody being like, dude, this is fucking Doug Benson. We got to do something extra to make sure he feels this. Like, he's Superman. Like, that would scare you more because, you know, I'm talking to shitty people in Largo who can't afford to really waste laced weed on me, you know. I got to save that for sorority girls.
How much does
girls.
It cost to lace weed?
It depends on what you're lacing it. No, I mean, I don't
know.
I
knew you were going to answer, you piece of shit.
I have no idea. I've heard in movies. I've never... All right. In my defense, I've never handed somebody laced weed or laced anything for that matter and not told them. Like, I made sure that anytime I handed some... Because, all right, this is my feeling on it. If I hand you a joint that's, like, laced with fucking opium or something, or I got some LSD in there, some fucking meth, or not meth, mescaline.
Damn, dude.
No, I've never done meth. Mescaline, though. Or coke, whatever. Whatever drug I have. I've spent extra money on this drug. Like, I've spent money on weed. I've spent extra money on this drug to put in this weed. I'm not going to waste it, give it to you. You find out later, freak out, have a horrible high. That's a waste of money. That is not economical.
I'll You've smoke done pot way with more you, drugs James, if you lace it with cocaine.
Oh,
I'll
man.
Snort weed with you.
If you lace it with enough cocaine.
I don't have any interest in uppers. I don't have any, like, outside of weed and maybe mushrooms again, I don't really have an inkling to do anything.
You were saying you don't even like sativas. You're more of an indica guy.
Yeah. I like to smoke weed and sit on my couch and fucking write or do nothing.
You don't ever want to, like, you don't like going places?
I don't like hitting the club, James. I know what? I'll smoke weed. I'll smoke weed, actually, if I have a bunch of errands to run, I'll hit a bowl and be like, all right, let's do this, and try to tackle them, or I'll smoke weed before I go to the movies.
Right.
But I think that's everyone.
Well, yeah. Like, I make sure I have, like, a little...
About to go see X-Men, and yeah, I want to be high before I see
it. Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I saw it. It was great. This was yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was really good.
I was really happy. I mean, there were, like, a couple of things that just as, like, a fan of, like, the comic book and somebody who has read, like, you know, the history. And, like, some of these guys, like, Angel and Storm and shit, like, those were the ones that I grew up with as, like, the main guys.
Yeah.
There were some things done where I was like, eh.
They did Storm.
Did Storm a little different?
I didn't really like Storm in the original. I didn't really. Halle Berry just kind of floated in the air and moved her arm. She didn't really do much.
I mean, she was hot, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's Halle Berry.
Yeah.
But I feel like the new one did a little more, like, as far as movements and actions. And
it did. And it definitely, you know, with her accent and shit, which was something a lot of people are upset about, was there's no accent. Like, she's from Africa. Like, that's where she should have an African accent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I guess Halle Berry can't pull it off.
How do they know she didn't have an accent? It was a comic book. You can't hear what she sounds like.
She's born and raised in Africa, bro. Yeah. Like, what time is she?
She should have an accent.
She was, yeah, so... but, you know, this one was good. There's just a couple things with Angel, because Angel is one of my favorite characters. And then when he gets transformed into Archangel, I was just like, oh. And so when I knew that iteration was coming in this movie, I got super excited.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
I don't want to say any spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
All right.
But, yeah, there was a lot of good characters that I was, you know, surprised to see. And I was... Jubilee didn't do shit.
No,
she literally did nothing.
I don't even think, did she even say anything?
She had like two lines.
Oh.
That was disappointing. I mean, she's not cool or, you know, great or anything.
Right.
But I would like to see her power on the big screen.
I mean, it might make it cool then to, you know, make disco lights for like, to give, like, it looks...
No, I don't need her in like the whole movie. But just a minute, you know. Everyone likes fireworks.
Maybe just at the end when like the good guys win, she's like, celebration! And then like Beast slaps her like, bitch. yeah, but dude, superhero movies have been killing it lately, though.
Yeah, for like a long time.
Minus,
not just lately. Like,
well, it was
for
almost
the last, 10 years.
Well, when the first couple X-Men came out, everybody was like, "Yay!" But then, like, and I liked the movie, but Green Lantern, a bunch of people shit on.
Yeah.
And then what was it, Green Hornet? Which again, I liked it, but a bunch of people shit on. And that's kind of a superhero.
I didn't really get it. I wasn't into the character, so it didn't really do it for me. Green Hornet.
See, I was vaguely aware of the character because of my love for Bruce Lee. So, like,
he was Kato, right, in the original?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was okay with it. I was like, yeah, let's do this. Like, yeah, he got that after he lost out to fucking David Carradine for the lead character in Kung Fu.
Huh.
A movie
that probably would have been better.
A movie about a Kung Fu master who travels the country goes to David. And don't get me wrong, killed it.
Yeah, he's like an older, he's like an old ninja.
Oh, he's old
Bruce Lee was probably
now.
Still young, yeah.
I mean, well,
no, David Carradine is dead.
No, David Carradine's still alive.
No way, he died masturbating in his
no,
closet.
No, that's his son.
Was it?
Yeah.
Who was his son?
Was his son's name? Or wait, yeah, I'm thinking of the right
David Carradine?
Yeah, David, that's what I said, right?
Yeah.
David Carradine.
Didn't he die jerking off and, with a belt on his friend's
I thought
neck?
That was his son.
Look it up, man.
Come I on. Am right now. David Carradine. Fuck yeah, Google.
Dead.
No, that old fucker?
Yeah. That dude is totally dead.
Died June 3rd, 2009, Bank. I thought his fucking son died. I thought that was, was it Robert? Was that his son that I thought died? Huh.
He was fucking Bill in Kill Bill.
Yeah.
I loved the first one, hated the second one.
Really?
Yeah. It was very anticlimactic. I was disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was kind of cool. I thought it went on too long.
When she fights the girl in the trailer, that was great. I enjoyed that. And when she's training with Pai Mei, that was fun. But yeah. Other than that, I don't know.
I thought that was great. Like, I loved the little quick. I liked the way it ended between the two of them. Like, the quick little.
I wanted, like a crazy hour long sword fight. So maybe my expectations were a little high.
Well, that's why I thought it was good, because that's what they had said. That's what you were given. And then it was that quick little, he's going to try to cheat because he knows how badass. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, oh!
I knew
like,
she was going to do the 5-point.
You saw that coming?
Yeah, I saw that one coming. I just thought there would be like a huge fight before, and then she would do it.
Like she would pull out of it like right before she dies or some shit.
Right.
I thought it could have ended with them in the car driving down the highway. I thought you could have rolled. I thought the whole scene with her crying on the bathroom floor was like, why? That was just a little much. Just a little. Just grab the kid, dip. All right, we got it. You're sad, but you got your kid. Super.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, really, yeah. I don't know how much shit you know either one of us can talk about a Quentin Tarantino flick. Yeah, like
it was still better than Hateful Eight.
What? You didn't like Hateful Eight?
No, it was terrible.
What? Dude, I fucking we can't both drink at the same time. I loved Hateful Eight, dude.
Oh, nothing happens for the first hour and a half. It's just talk,
just character
it's just
building, dude.
I don't need them, and they all ugh. And then when something finally does happen, it's really weird. And I had to see a man suck another man's dick. So then I was like, I really got taken. Like it went from zero to 60
kinda...
immediately.
That's one of the things I love about Tarantino movies, though. Like, again, same thing with that. Like,
I do love Tarantino movies. That's why I had really high hopes for it, but no, it wasn't for me.
No. I'm glad I didn't see it in theaters. I'm glad I didn't spend.
I went to the 35mm roadshow or whatever. Yeah.
So you paid extra, too.
Yep. Really regret it, but whatever. I mean, people liked it. I get it did well.
Did you mention that? Like, you regretted paying that much for it on Doug Loves Movies?
I probably did. I'm leading a campaign against The Hateful Eight.
Because
it's terrible.
I remember fucking, that's what prevented me. I wanted to say it was Doug, but I just remember hearing his podcast, so it probably was you. I was probably just really stoned.
Yeah.
But that's what actually, so you. Thanks, man. You prevented me from seeing, because I was debating. I had just seen Star Wars, and I was like, that was fucked, because I saw it on like an IMAX 3D, and I was like, all right, that was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Maybe I will fucking spend the extra loot to see Hateful Eight. And then I heard that podcast. I was like, I'll get that bitch on DVD. So I'm glad I got it on DVD. It still looked fucking fine on my screen.
Yeah.
I got a nice TV.
Congratulations, man. You're doing well.
I got a shitty house and a fucking beat-up car.
You should live in your TV.
Well, actually, my car's not bad. I'm using it to drive Lyft.
Really?
Yeah.
I've used Uber so many times that I'm like, I'm scared to use Lyft. I just haven't had the need for it yet, but I hear a lot of good things.
Yeah. Like, it's the passions I've had so far, it's been weird. Like, when they've talked about it, either they've all been like, there's not really a difference. It's like 50% of them are like, there's no difference, but the 50% that think there is, they're like, Lyft is so much better. Like, they're just very adamant about, like, no. Lyft is better. Like, just, like, times and rates. I don't know.
I like the no surge pricing. I know Lyft has that. Right? They don't have surge pricing?
Yeah, no. We call it, like, prime time from, like, a driver's stand.
You fucks. Fuck you guys. I'm never using Lyft.
But, dude, they're so short, though. Like, because when I was, you have to meet up with a mentor, which I applied to Uber, but, like, it was within.
What?
Yeah, like, so when I applied to Lyft, I had to meet up with somebody. and they're going to check out my car to make sure it is what I say it is. Like, I'm not just lying about, like, you know.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, and to, like, dude was honest with hell with me. He's like, and, like, I'm supposed to, like, are you a nice person? Do you have good hygiene? Like, are you easy to talk to? Like, are you going to be a good representative for the company? So I was like, oh, shit. And he's like, and he started to say, we call it chasing the pink. But, like, he caught himself because of how that was going to sound. So he's like, chasing the, well, you're, like, you chase it, like, the pink zones. When as a driver, when you log on, it'll give you a map of, like, GPS where you are.
Of all, like, the good pussy in the area.
Yeah. Which I will.
Pink zone.
Dude. That's I've had my first five rides, or my first four rides were, like, five hot chicks. Like, just combos of hot chicks. Like, it's been fantastic. I've had way more better-looking girls in the car than I've ever had, thanks to
Lyft. You sound like a creep. You sound like the guy that women write about when they have when they're like, I got eye-raped in an Uber or
it's
fucking
actually,
molested in my Lyft.
No, it's actually kind of bad. Well, usually, like, whoever it is sits in the back. Like, I've only had a couple people jump up front. And even then, like, it, like one of them was, like, this kind of pretty lesbian, but, like, the way she was, she kind of looked like a very young Katie Lang.
Like I don't know who that is. Is that the newscaster
lady?
I'm
older than you. No, I'm older than you. You know who Ruby Rose is from Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, Justin right. Bieber.
Yeah, looked like a slightly hotter version of her, but, like, wearing a tank top with the same haircut.
So we were just,
like, bullshitting about female comics. She was talking about her ex-girlfriends. It was, like, a bro hangout.
Is it? What's the etiquette? Am I not supposed to sit in the front? Because I feel weird when I, like, hop in the back seat. Yeah. And I'm like, onward, go, driver. Like, especially if the driver's black, I feel super weird because I'm like, ugh.
Well, like,
I just wanted to start quoting Driving Mrs. Daisy.
Well, like, whenever I've had two people, if there's two people, they've always both sat in the back, which is understandable because usually it's like it's been two girls, one time it's been a couple, but they always sit in the back, and it's like, all right, that's understandable. The couple times where it's only been one person, they've mixed it up. Like, some have sat in the back, some have sat in the front. What was fucking weird is I had this tiny little fucking girl that was, she was like 21. I call her like a little girl because I'm fucking so
creepy.
Old.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Well, I'm 36, dude. To me, that's like a young child.
Okay.
And so, like, and then she, I have her pick her up on the beach, and when she had called to, like, let me know what she was wearing, she's like, yeah, I'm wearing a purple onekini. And I'm like, why didn't she describe, like, any type of over covering? No, she's wearing, like, the tiniest, as small as you can get and still be considered a one piece.
Oh.
And I'm just like, no. And she's like 5 foot tall, maybe, with her little platforms on. And I'm like, so I'm every. And as soon as she gets in the cab, she's like, oh, thank you so much. Like, guys were getting really creepy down there. And I'm like, oh, God damn
it. It's about to get real creepy in here.
Well, no, because I just started doing this. I don't want to make her uncomfortable and shit. Like, I have a kid, so, like, you know, I have a daughter, so I couldn't imagine. So, like, the whole time, like, she's talking to me from the front seat. I never looked at her. Like, I'm looking at, like, I'm talking to her, but, like, I'm paying attention to the road the whole time, like, not glancing. I'm like, nope, got to make her feel comfortable. Fucking keep your hands on the wheel. Like, all right, got out, and I walk around the car. She had left sand in there. And so I walked around the car, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and brush this out, you know, have a good time or whatever. And she's like, oh, thank you, and, like, just jumps up and hugs me. I'm like, ah, what the fuck? And so then it got really weird because I was so, like, freaked out by her, like, jumping and hugging me. I was like, like, one arm, like, like, okay, go away, like. So I made it worse, I think.
Why, that's weird that she hugged you.
Yeah, I mean, she was Albanian, so, I mean, maybe it was like a cultural thing.
Maybe, I don't.
But yeah, it was
I've
just,
never hugged any of my drivers.
Yeah, like, I've had a drunk dude give me dap, but that was about it.
I just started, like, I'll remember my Uber driver's name when it comes up on my screen, because then when I leave, I'll be like, okay, thanks for the ride, you know, Tim. I won't just be like, bye.
Yeah, oh, like, very few people. Actually,
I try to have good etiquette, man. I want a good rating.
Yeah.
Is there a rating system for a
Lyft? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Like, as soon as you get out, like, the good thing that I like about it is when you pick somebody, and, like, I feel like I'm sponsoring for ad, but it's just, honestly, I've been fucking, it's been okay.
I mean, you
doing
work for
it.
Them. You're allowed to do that.
Like, it's honestly, it's been, like, it hasn't been, like, fun, but it hasn't been bad.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, like, they ask you to get a mount your phone up so, you know, because you, when you pick somebody up, you hit a button and it says confirm, yes, mm-hmm. navigate, yes. And so it's all done with just a touch. And then the phone does everything for you. And as soon as they get out, you're like, drop off, yes, boom, rating, 5 stars, submit, done.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, they're basically the same. I'll get it one day. I'm sure one day Uber will piss me off.
Well, the difference is that Lyft can, you can, as a driver, I get paid by the mile, the minute, and you can tip. So you can't tip with Uber.
But I'd like that as a consumer.
Yeah. Well, some people would. Like, I've had people hand me cash. I've had people tip me on the thing. And you keep all your tips. Like, you pay a fee to the app or whatever. But, so yeah, like, it's been kind of good. Like,
how long have you been doing it?
I just did it, like, all last weekend. Like, I did it, like, 6 or 7 hours on Friday, then a couple Saturday, a couple Sunday. I made over $200.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like, if you hit one of the double, like, the prime time zones, it can be anywhere, like, 25 to 150% more. But, dude, they're literally, like, you'll look on the map, and I'll be like, all right, shit, it's, like, 6 blocks up. And I'll start driving there, and I'll look at the map, like, 2 blocks later, and it'll be gone. Like, they don't have them sit around for a long time. It's like, as soon as the congestion's done, as soon as people are in rides, boom, fucking zone's over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do that so that customers, you know, like you were saying, don't get all fucking pissed off. And you're like, come on, how much more?
Yeah. I had a bad Uber driver. Like, he was a bad driver. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I can forgive that. There are bad drivers all over the place. I wasn't, like, fucking this piece of shit. I was just like, he was a fucking shitty driver. You know, there's a million of them.
I mean, just like his ability or his
personality? No, yeah, he was a poor driver. Like, he almost hit someone merging, and he was going like 20 miles below the speed limit. So it was just, you know, I was like, you're fucking terrible. But you know, I was, you know, going 10 minutes away, so it wasn't a huge deal.
Right. Oh my god. And I haven't almost hit. Like, I've been really. I've even used my blinkers and shit. Yeah.
Congratulations. What the fuck? Do you not use your blinkers normally?
Not all the time. Like, if there's other
cars.
You're
a bad person.
No, if there's other cars.
You're one of those bad people who fucking don't use their blinkers. I hate you. I hate you and what you stand for. I hate you to your core. Fuck you.
Here's the friction the podcast. No. I'll use it if I'm around other people. Like, if I'm just the only one on the road, or if I'm, like, taking a right and there's nobody behind me in the right turn lane, then fucking I'll just take the turn. But if there's somebody behind me, like, if it's a straight or turn, like, just let the other person know. I'll be like, no, bitch, I'm about to slow down.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
But, like, yeah, nobody
See,
else
See, I
is
can accept
me.
That. If it's 2 a.m. and nobody else is on the road and I'm on the fucking interstate or something, yeah, I'll get over. I'm not going to signal.
No. Like, I drive in, pre-rush hour traffic. It's still kind of thick in the mornings for work and shit. Like, I'm not going to not, dude, I cuss people out. Like, that'll fuck up my whole day at work if I'm driving to work and some dude's fucking whipping around with no signals.
Mm.
Do you have a day job?
No, not anymore.
You just tell dick jokes.
I just peaced out. It's tough. I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, trying to stay busy. Trying to finish the hour, hopefully record.
Yeah. Well, you've been at it 6 years. Like, where didn't you just come in town from somewhere?
No, I've been here. Oh, no. Well, you mean this week? Yeah. I was in Omaha for the Comedy Fest, and then I'm actually flying out tomorrow to South Carolina.
Oh, no shit. Are you flying out? You a big deal.
Yeah, Allegiant player. Fucking $70 flights. Watch me ball.
For real?
Yeah, but they only fly a few places, and you have to fly out on, like, Fridays or Saturdays or Sundays most of the time.
I don't give a shit.
But, yeah, it's super cheap. But then the trick is they charge you for everything else. They charge you for a carry-on bag. They charge, you can have one personal item, which is, that's what I'm doing. I'm packing all my shit in my personal item bag. I'm taking like 2 shirts and I'm wearing everything else. And then they charge you $15 for a carry-on bag and $50 for a check bag. And if you print your ticket at the airport, they charge you $5.
So they just
fucking like take advantage of you after the fact.
But still, that's like, you can bring a carry-on, print your tickets there and still be under a bill.
Yeah.
See, that's not bad.
No, it's really cheap.
Is that one way or round trip?
No, that was it was 77 there, 82 back.
Oh,
so
that's still not bad though. Yeah,
that's still very cheap.
Yeah, because I'm trying to go back to Wisconsin.
They fly certain places. Like, I don't think they fly everywhere.
They probably don't You'd fly to Wisconsin. Check. I'll probably have to go to like Chicago.
Nobody flies to Wisconsin.
Not really. I think like a direct flight there is like $700 because they're like, no, we're going out of our way for this.
Are you a Packers fan?
Oh God, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I grew up there, but
I thought you were a Bucks guy.
Oh, I am. I'm totally a Bucks guy. Are you?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I forget what comics or comedians are into football because there's only like 5 or 6 of us.
Yeah, that's true. I like football over any other sport.
Oh my god, it's so good. I used to get really into basketball.
I like basketball. I like it. I do.
I'm starting to get back into it. I kind of fell off for a little while.
Yeah, it's the perfect time. The finals are about to start.
Yeah, Steph Curry is, God damn it, I love that piece of shit.
He just looks like I would love to see him play against Shaq. if he steps the wrong way or runs into the wrong person, he's just so little. I get worried about him. Like, he's my own boy. He's my fucking grandson. I'm worried about Steph Curry.
But he's pretty solid. He got injured right at
LeBron
playoff time.
LeBron is solid. I feel like I could punch LeBron in the chest and break my hand.
I want to say LeBron missed more time this year than Steph.
Did he?
Not playoff time, like regular season, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, because Steph missed, like, a bunch of playoffs, but, I mean, like, the rest of the team still carried it, like.
I still like to watch LeBron more than I like to watch. Like, I think it's great that Steph can shoot from the fucking, like, where the announcers call the game or whatever.
Like, from the tunnel.
But I just, like, LeBron's just fun to watch at everything. Like, he'll fucking dunk. He's a great passer. Great defender.
See, I'm not going to lie. I loved LeBron when he first came out. Like, I was a star fucker. Like, straight up and down. Like, I'll admit it. Like, when LeBron first came out, I was like, I still wasn't going to put him anywhere near Jordan.
No.
Because, you know, I grew up in that generation, like, and I was 2.5 hours away from that. Like, no, Jordan was the man, period. But I used to love LeBron. And then I started, like, watching him on the side, on the bench. And, like, the way he interacted with his coaches sometimes, and he was just real pissy and pouty a lot. And, like, he threw little temper tantrums all the time. And I'm like, that's not a good team player.
That's what happens when you give
Jordan
Powell an 18-year-old $90 million.
Yeah, but there's still a point. Like, I saw him give up in a game with, like, 2.5 minutes left.
I remember
that
game when he had to be carried off the court, and he was just like, ugh, and he looked. I can't. I do hate when he flops. I get physically angry.
Yeah.
Because you are 6'8", 260 pounds. I know you're fine.
Yeah. You're talking about being a tight end in the NFL and fucking Yao Ming, not Yao Ming, Jeremy Lin just fucking bumped you and you flop into the ground. Like, no.
Yeah. That is, I do not care for
the
that.
Whole decision thing. So, like, I don't like his personality. That first year they lost to the Mavericks, a bunch of his press conferences, I didn't like it.
I'm not going to blame him for wanting to leave Cleveland. It's a terrible place. Get out of there.
Come on, man. He was from in the area. Yeah, I know he wasn't from Cleveland itself, was he?
No, he went to, I don't remember the name of the city. But, high school was in Ohio.
Yeah. I know he was, like, local.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll probably get his this year in Cleveland. And they deserve it. God bless Cleveland.
I don't know.
They
Cavs
need something.
Stopped him last year, bro.
If they don't get something good, like.
They have a Stipe. You know, how you say his name? Stipe fucking something foreign. From Cleveland, Miocic, the UFC guy. You know who I'm talking about.
What?
You have no idea who I'm talking about.
The Cavs?
No, Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland who?
Cleveland, the city of Cleveland has...
I'm fucking with you. No, I don't know who that is.
God damn it. Stipe, my something, he's UFC fighter. He's the heavyweight champion.
Not a UFC guy.
Oh, all right, so we'll go back to football then.
I like was back in the day. Like, I remember watching Anderson Silva fight. And
yeah, he was the shit.
When he broke Forrest Griffin's jaw. Oh, that was cool.
With that Matrix shit.
Yeah.
Slipping punches like
he
Spider-Man
was,
movie.
He was playing with him like a child.
Dude, it was hilarious.
He was like, surprise, and broke his jaw.
Who was that that big, tall, bald white guy that it was after that fight? He was doing the same thing. He was stepping his chin out and then dipping back and then like hit him with like a flying knee but never raised his arms.
Yeah.
He hit him with a flying knee without lifting his arms from his side and
he's
just
all,
like stuck
he's
dude
all
in the
knees
chin.
And elbows.
The
bat,
spider.
Bat with nails in it.
Like at one point he was fighting with like the tiniest little pot belly and he was still just fucking dudes up like they were standing still, man.
He's built like Dhalsim from Street Fighter. Like that dude's arms and legs are so long.
It would have been hilarious if he would have like jumped and done that spin kick where like one leg was curled up. Just whack. Oh my God. I want to see him spit fire now. That'd be great.
That would be great. I don't think they would let him fight anymore, though.
Oh, that got to be hilarious, though. All right. Normally, I do this off mic, but William, will you give me some water, please?
You were very polite and cordial.
Well, I tried to do it once. I, like, turned my mic off, and I leaned back, and I tried to, like, whisper to him so it wouldn't get picked up, and he just yelled from across the kitchen. What's that, James?
You two are but like an old married couple.
I thought he was in the kitchen. Shit. I thought I heard noises in the kitchen. That's why I asked. I wouldn't have made him get up.
You're a real piece of shit, James.
I am. I'm a bastard.
I can't believe you have any friends. You have a child? Oh God.
She's horrible, bro. She's fucking... My kid's a savage, dude.
Oh, man.
Some of the things she says to people, to me.
My girlfriend and I went to San Francisco 2 weekends ago, and we took her son. And man, they're like joy sponges. They just soak all the goodness away. Oh, thanks, man. But yeah, it's fun having access to someone else's kid.
Yeah,
it's a new and an exciting world.
You might want to think about how you phrase that in future contexts.
What
if somebody just cuts out? Matt Fernandez says it's fun having access to someone else's kid.
Ah, you're right. Out of context, that does sound a little bit creepy.
I love that joke that Jim Jefferies has about out of context. Have you heard that?
I remember the joke about him having a baby.
No, the joke about shit being out of context.
Oh,
he was talking about like if God was at a party, like how God would be that guy that everybody, and like he would end up screaming like, "I hate fags." And Jim Jefferies is like, "No, see, out of context, somebody could cut out just that clip right there." And they're like, "Comedian Jim Jefferies says," and he screams it again. So, like in the context of the joke, it's hilarious. He's talking about Bible thumpers and making fun of them. But yeah, if you cut out just that part, it's like, "Oh, Jim Jefferies is a fucking homophobe." Holy shit! Like,
his first special was one of the, like, it came out right as I was getting into stand-up. It like really made me like
which that, one.
His first one,
with the two big J's.
The one with
the
two big J's.
The first one that he did.
The one with fucking up, Kunta, up.
Yeah.
That, like, the whole shit. That shit. And Dimitri Martin and Person. I just watched that. And those two specials were like, I was like, yeah, stand up is great. I want to do this.
The Jim Jefferies one that he did, I want to say he did it in England. Yeah, he did it in England. It had a lot of the shit from the special you're talking about, but it had a lot of other shit, and it actually had the full story of when he took his friend's brother with
That's
the
second special. That's the greatest closer of all time. It's a third.
Oh my god,
it's a fucking 30 minute closer,
dude.
He starts it halfway through his act. Seriously, it's amazing.
Oh, I know, like because I was at work listening to it, and I was just like, why is this like an hour and a half? And when he gets to that, but dude, that story is so good.
Yeah.
I actually got in trouble because I was like, my office is very quiet. Like we play on computers. So like,
What do you do?
I can't say what company I work for.
No.
But I screen resumes. Like when you apply to my company online, I go over your qualifications and shit to decide if you get interviewed.
Is it Career Builder?
No.
Monster.com?
No, you'd never guess. I will say it's one of the largest corporations in America. That's why I never mention them, because if by any fucking chance...
Oh, so you just do it all for one company?
Yeah.
Not for like
No, I work for one company. Yeah. Like one of the VPs of human resources was down a couple months ago.
Sony?
No. And he overheard
Home Depot?
Me. I'm not going to say it. Well, and he overheard me talking to somebody else, and I was like... he was like in an office. I didn't realize he was in there. And as I was walking by with one of my friends, I was like, yep, I'm going to go say horrible things into a microphone. And he popped out like a fucking Jack in the Box. And he's like, what you going to do? I was like, I was like, I'm going to an open mic. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he loves to learn about people. So he starts asking me everything. And I was like, yeah, I do.
You got in trouble for doing stand-up?
Well, no. He asked me, when I told him I did stand-up, he's like, oh, are you on? Are you out there on the internet? Like, can I find you on YouTube? And I was like, you can, but I wouldn't. And just looked him dead in his eyes, like, you can, but no, I wouldn't. And he's just like, and I was like, I don't mean to be rude, but there's a reason I keep that separate. Like, I don't mention here on stage ever because of the horrible things I say. And he goes, gotcha. And ever since then, he's looked at me different. Every time he comes down to visit, he's like, how you doing today? Good. All right. Okay. And just walks away. So I think he may have looked me up.
My girlfriend's family.
It's already a great start.
Yeah, they fucking like wanted to see my video clips. And her boss, she showed them to her boss. Like she's showing me to people, and I'm like, oh god, you're judging me. Stop judging me.
And then people meet you.
Yeah.
Which ones does she show them?
Just all my shit on
just
YouTube.
What's your, is it just Matt Fernandez?
I think it's The Matt Fernandez.
The Matt Fernandez? Mm-hmm. You didn't want to say the?
Well, I couldn't get Matt Fernandez. It was already taken. And I couldn't get Fat Hernandez because it was already taken.
Really? Somebody took Fat Hernandez?
Dude, someone took it on Instagram too. So
what?
Yeah, piece of shits.
Do they even use it?
I don't know. I haven't signed up for Instagram. I was just thinking about it the other day. That's like the only one I'm not on. That and fucking Snapchat.
I refuse to get on Snapchat.
No, I don't want to.
Fucking Jonas was on here a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, like a couple of weeks ago, and he kept like grabbing his phone and like doing shit like halfway through. I'm like, dude, are you fucking texting? What is so? And he's like, nah, bro, I'm Snapchatting. I'm like, why are you Snapchatting? Like, we're here. Do this. Do what we're here. And he's like, no, man.
You gotta fucking brand yourself,
yeah.
Dude.
He's like, what's your Snapchat? I'll tag you. And I was like, I don't have one. He's like, you gotta fucking get one. I was like, yeah.
Jonas is a big guy. I can see him getting passionate about fucking Snapchat.
Have you ever heard the story about...
You on Tumblr, bro?
About him and about Dave Weingarten making him feel comfortable about going bald.
What?
Jonas, we were talking about how Jonas is bald because I can't grow facial hair. And like me and Dave Weingarten used to have like this whole thing because he had a beard, but he couldn't grow hair, and he just would get mad at me when I was growing my hair out. And I was like, fuck you, I'd rather have a beard. It's like we've argued about what's better, beard or top
hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. It's head hair. I've had both, and I can tell you, it's fucking head hair. I can shave my beard. It's not a big deal.
Well, dude, you have this big fucking giant manly beard. Like, chicks are all into fucking beards right now, and here I come along like, yeah, I look like a giant fucking 12-year-old there.
You do. I mean, you're very young looking. You have that... You have a nice mocha flavor about you.
Dude, I'm fucking 36, man. My kid's 16. I'm old. Fuck off.
I would ID you if you came in to buy a beer, and I was working at the gas station.
Dude, I once got... All right, I was going into the Wave. The club in Shepherd's on the beach. Is that the Wave?
The one by Shepherd's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, this is back in 2002.
When Shepherd's was cool?
Yeah, it's like 2002, and so I'm 22 years old. And at the time, I think I was like a buck 85 because I was really into coke. So I was like tall and all fucking thin and shit. And I go to this club with my friends, and they're all in front of me in line because I couldn't find my fucking ID. I didn't keep my shit organized. Hmm. By the time I get up, they're walking in. I'm with like 6 people. I show the girl my ID. She looks at it, looks at me, looks at it. She's like, do you have another form of identification? I was like, I got my social. She's like, let me see it. Looks at my social, looks at my ID, looks at me. She's like, can you sign this? Literally comes out from around behind the booth, and she's like, looks at me up and down, and she's like, yeah, next time on your ID, don't tell them that you're 6 foot tall. I was like, excuse me? And she's like, yeah, there's no way you're 6 foot tall. And I was like, so the doctor I was at 3 days ago, get my fucking checkup, like that guy, full of shit, shouldn't believe him. What am I, 5'10"? Like, I get really pissed. This bitch kept me there for 15 minutes, and I felt stupid as fuck because all my friends walked inside. None of them had noticed that I was getting fucking harassed by the door girl. Dude, I was so pissed. I was like, she just did not believe that I was 21 years old.
You don't look 21 right now. Like, if I was a child molester, I'd be like, ooh, check out that hot boy. Oh, wait. Is he a man? Is he a boy? I don't know.
I'm pretty hairless all over. Like, I get accused
Thanks
of shit.
Thanks for sharing that with me, man. You know, I was definitely going to ask you about your body hair situation. I had to, you know, I had it planned.
I realized how I said that. I was trying to roll past it. I'm glad it came up naturally. I was trying to roll past it.
Yeah, you should. You should roll right past it.
So what I meant to say was, like, I don't grow facial hair. I don't really have hair on my arms. Like, I'm, yeah.
You're God like a it. Porcelain doll.
just a big brown baby.
Yep.
Big brown man child. Yeah, I guess if I was gay, I could fucking cater to fucking pedophiles.
What?
Give them a legal taste of the good stuff.
Oh, okay. You're weird.
Yeah. I just think about shit like that. Like, if I was gay, how could I get the most money out of that? Gay people seem to make a lot of money just being gay.
What? How do I do it?
I don't know. I just try to piss people off.
If I'm getting paid, I, you know.
No, when I worked at this bar, I'll say them because they fired me and they'll never hire me again. When I worked at TGI Fridays, there used to be this gay dude that would come in for lunch, and he didn't have a job, but he drove a brand new fucking BMW that his boyfriend got him, that he'd actually taken in because he got lost one time in a brand new BMW, and he didn't have the inboard dash navigation shit. And when he got lost, his boyfriend was like, well, that's never happening again, and bought him a brand new one. Didn't get one installed, just bought him a brand new car with the navigation and dashboard. Like, just always had money tipped like $100 on a $20 tab. I was like, dude, how do gay people do this? That's amazing.
Do they get like a $1,000 check a month for being gay?
Oh, I wonder. No, that wouldn't be much though. Maybe
you're right. Probably maybe. Like 5,000, maybe 10,000.
5,000 would be good. 10,000 would be fantastic. Like I'm not like I would push past the fact that I wouldn't like it.
I don't need another job besides this one.
What do you do for a living? Nothing I like, but I make good money. is that your dick sucking point? Everybody has that price.
What?
Everybody has a price where they suck a dick. Is that yours? $10,000 a month?
No. We're not talking about me, James.
No. This is the Matt Fernandez podcast.
I'm not sucking your dick, dude.
I don't have $10,000. Like
you? Did I not just? It's gonna be more than $10,000.
Well,
it's gonna have to be enough money to alter my life and to pay like the greatest therapist in the world to. Like,
oh no!
Talk about how I had to suck.
No, like I respect you too much to think that you would suck it for like the $6 I have in my wallet. Like I don't think that shit would happen. Like,
I respect you enough. But like not really. I know you wouldn't like suck my dick for $6, but like that's the extent of my respect for you.
Like if I had $7, I'd have thrown it out there.
You fuck.
Aren't you glad you came out?
Totally.
But you got to smoke some jet fuel, so that's okay.
That's a more threatening name.
That's what it was called. I pass on the information as given.
When we went to Seattle. Well, we went to Portland first. And we went to a pot shop there, and man, I could have stayed in there all day. They open the bottles or the jars or whatever, and they let you smell all of them, and they tell you all about them. They're very helpful. It's like a fucking health food store. And then when we went to Seattle, we got to tour a grow house, and we were like recording stuff, and they gave us 5 free grams of like blue cheese and juicy fruit and all this crazy shit.
Oh
it was
God.
Insane, man. It was a great trip. We literally were like, we're never going to be able to smoke all of this. We were like rolling joints and like we did not need to roll joints out of that amazing weed.
Did you smoke it all?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
We did it.
I'd have been very disappointed.
And she actually brought back some weed-infused coffee, which was fucking amazing. It got me high, but I was also like, yeah, let's do stuff.
See, that used to be one of my favorite things. I'd wake up in the morning and drink like a pot of coffee and smoke a joint to the head as like I just like flip through like Sports Center and like First Take and shit. Mm. And then I'd be like, all right, yeah, let's go fucking run a marathon. I'd just be jittery as I walk around the block shaking. The good old days.
Are you going to Yard of Ale tonight?
I am not. Yard of Ale is canceled tonight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
John is taking time off and or no, John's going somewhere.
Fucking oh, that's right, he's going to DC.
Yeah, for happy reasons we won't talk. Well, all right, anyway, so Will's like, fucking, I'm not doing it by myself. Will's got shit to do, I guess. I don't know. But Yard of Ale every Thursday, and Yard of Ale's in St. Pete, right?
Is that your commercial voice?
Yeah, it's my commercial voice.
Yeah, it's in St. Pete, downtown.
So if anybody wants to offer me voice for work, come to Yard of Ale Thursday nights in St. Petersburg, Florida for the open mic starting at 9.
You should always talk like that. So much better than your dumb normal voice.
You're so good for my self-esteem on this show. Hey, while I think of it, do you have a Netflix Pearl? I probably should have connected when we were talking about movies earlier, but...
Netflix? Yeah, I'm on Netflix.
I told you about the Netflix Pearl, didn't I?
Pro?
Pearl.
Oh, shit, that's right. You did tell me. I was just high. Yeah, no, shit, what did we just watch on Netflix? We watched, I actually just started watching Lady Dynamite. It's good so far. Maria Bamford's new show.
Oh, yeah?
It's, yeah, it's funny. It's really, it's like a cartoon, but live action. It's great. I think she's
It's wonderful. Like a cartoon, but live action.
Yeah. Do you ever watch, like, I don't know, how to, Scrubs, maybe?
Or yeah.
Like, they don't hold everything inside the real world.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's weird stuff, and it's just great. Okay. You should definitely watch it.
Yeah, I like Maria Bamford. She's so fucking unique.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I hate when people talk about, like, all female comics should just talk about their vaginas and their periods. Like, no.
Not the good ones.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of, there's a lot of good ones
Maria
out there.
Maria Bamford, Sarah Silverman.
Chelsea Peretti.
Chelsea. I think Tina Fey is one of the funniest people on Earth.
Oh, she's hilarious. I like Eliza Schlesinger. I liked her last two specials.
Morgan Murphy.
Oh, dude, she's so killer. Funny.
Yeah, she's great.
Who
are we just going to name female comics now?
That we actually like, though. Rachel Feinstein.
I haven't seen her new special.
I'm
the Amy Schumer Presents or whatever.
Yeah, I want to see that so bad. Yeah, I really like Rachel Feinstein. Mm-hmm. At least everything I've seen of her up to this point. So I'll see her special. I'm sure I'll probably love it. But what's your what was your thing, Lady Dynamite?
Lady Dynamite. Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of cartoony, just kind of out there.
Yeah, it's a
like,
funny show.
Who anybody
and
else?
There's a bunch of great comics in it. Fucking like, Sarah Silverman's in it. Tig Notaro's in it. Patton Oswalt. A lot of every like. Brian Posehn, a lot of great comics.
A lot of cameos or a lot of mainstays?
There's some cameos, too. Like, Dean Cain pops up, fucking Superman. there's a few cameos, yeah. Mm. Mira Sorvino.
Have you ever seen Best Men with him, Dean Cain?
Best Men? I don't think so.
It was a movie I saw on, like...
It's funny, a lot of people know him from, like, Lois and Clark. I watched Ripley's Believe It or Not all the time. That's where I got to know him. I was a fan of that show.
For me, it was 50-50 between the two. But no, it was a movie, you know, you see on like HBO or Showtime or something like real late at night. It's like, oh, I didn't remember ever hearing anything about this movie, but let's watch it. And these four dudes, they're like going to a wedding, but one of them is actually a bank robber. Like he's been robbing banks like all along, like in these little small towns. He knows he can get away with it, and he always quotes Shakespeare as he leaves.
Is Dean Cain like the main guy?
He's one of the four.
Oh, okay.
But like he ends up robbing a bank while like the four, they're on one of the other guys' bachelor party. And like Dean Cain is one of the best men. He ends up being a soldier. You find out like he just got back. He got discharged. You don't know why. Then you find out he's gay. But like he just doesn't play it like, I just don't know why they let go of me. It's so silly. It's a really good movie. I enjoyed it anyway, but I've only ever seen it really fucked up.
I've never heard, so it. How old is it?
It's got to be like the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, it's pretty old.
I didn't have HBO back then, James.
I did. I used to work extra hard for that shit. No, I did a telemarketing job, and I just made stupid money.
Yeah, I was 16.
Oh, God damn you. Well, no, I was 19. Late 90s, I was 19. How old are you?
Late 90s, I would have been like, I'm 31.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm 36.
Okay.
Just so
I'm 5 years behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you. Will, you're 31, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm glad your mic's been hot this whole time. I just realized. I was like, yeah.
It doesn't sound very hot.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Let me turn the screen on. Let's get official. Get some readings. Go ahead.
Check.
Yeah, you're good.
One, two.
So I couldn't decide because I've been using my my hotspot on my phone for Wi-Fi at my house, and I've ran out of like Wi-Fi minutes. I guess like my hotspot minutes are different than my data points or whatever.
Don't you have a cap on your
plan? It dropped. No, I have unlimited data, but with the Wi-Fi hotspot thing, like it dropped me down to like a lower speed. They're like, you've used up so much speed like already, so you're dropped down until like I think I still got like another week or two. But so I haven't been able to watch Netflix. So I'm gonna throw in four movies that should all be on there. I'm going mockumentaries because I love a good mockumentary.
Is that the title?
No. They're four different. The genre.
Gotcha.
A Mighty Wind, mm-hmm. Best in Show, and 4 Year Consideration are all done by the same group of people. Have you seen those movies?
Nope.
Really?
I have. They're great.
Are they all on Netflix?
I think 4 Year Consideration is. I'm not sure about the other two, to be honest.
Who's in it?
Fred Willard.
The lady from Home Alone, the mom.
Oh.
I forget her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's a bunch of people that when you see them, you're all like, oh, I've seen you in 8 things. I've seen you in 8, but you always struggle with their name, but they're really funny. Best in Show is about a dog show.
I've heard of that. I know that one.
Okay.
I've seen parts of it, but I've never seen it all
like
the way through. That's Eugene Levy, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Eugene Levy's in it. And then, so it's the same cast as Best in Show does for your consideration, except they just mix, like, roles and mix characters up and, like, marriages and shit.
Yeah.
For your consideration is they're making a movie, and it's an art film, and it's already being hailed as, like, Oscar-worthy or whatever. And so, like, everybody that's, like, working on it is, like, super excited, and there's all this buzz, but it's... Like, you kind of like watching, like, this movie's going to kind of suck. Like, just in, but it's the same people, and like, one of them's a washed up actress, and it's fucking so funny. And then, what was the other one?
Mighty Wind and.
A Mighty Wind. A Mighty Wind is so good. That's the folk music one. again, same, you know, group of people just shuffled up, but they're all different folk music bands. And I think they're at the Mighty Wind Convention. It's basically like a big convention of folk music bands.
Did you watch that show on IFC that was just nothing but mockumentaries?
No.
They were fake documentaries. It was Fred Armistead and, shit, what's that dude's name? The dude who played Stefan on Saturday Night Live and from Trainwreck.
Bill Hader?
Yeah, those two.
Yeah.
And they just do a bunch of, like, made-up documentaries. Like, they do one in the North Pole, and they do, like, an old band one. It's on Netflix. You would love it if you're down with those.
What's that called? Things.
I think it's just called, it's called Documentary Now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dude, I fucking love mockumentary. Have you ever seen a Review? I think it's on Hulu.
Is that the
Comedy Central
show?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I remember that. That used to be on, it used to be on TV.
It used to be on what?
It used to be on Comedy Central,
I think,
right?
It's still on Comedy Central. I think
I remember the dude who, like, three stars, that guy.
Yeah, it was, did you see the cocaine one?
Oh, 10 stars.
He's like a million. He's like, in a couple days, this other guy's going to tell you that cocaine's bad for you. That guy's a fucking liar. A million stars.
Yeah,
what was
I remember that
one. Griffin Forrest or Forrest? Oh God, Forrest something. Did you ever see it, Will?
I don't think so.
It was, his real name's John Daly, but he played a guy named Forrest who reviewed life. And like nobody could know what he was doing. It was like a secret mission with him and his team. And they would go and they, like, people would write in review, like, hey, we want you to review this, we want you to review that. Like, there was one where they're like, we want you to review divorce. So, like, he gets, what is it, like, he gets pancakes first, and it's like, hey, we want you to review eating 12 pancakes. So, like, he eats 12 pancakes, but he only gets through, like, six of them, and he's, like, puking. He's like, that was horrible, like, half a star. Then he gets divorced. And, like, none of his family knows what's going on. So he's, like, talking shit to his wife, and, like, it just, like, it's... gets kind of like dark almost, but then he's like, for the third one, it's like, review eating 36 pancakes, and he just fucking smashes them. And he's like, machine. And he's like, yeah, at first it kind of sucks, but then all of a sudden you realize that the pancakes are filling this like void in you. And like, it's like, it gets like dark comedy. And then one of the next ones is review what it's like being Batman. So he has to dress as Batman for like a week or some shit.
Is this show on Netflix?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
It used to be on Comedy Central, and I think I want to say they waited a couple years, and then they did a second season.
That's like Andrew Daly, right? Not John Daly. John Daly's the golfer.
There's a comic named John Daly.
Yeah, there's a comic named John Daly.
Does he have white, or not white hair, blonde hair?
I don't think that's John Daly, though.
That might be Andrew Daly.
Yeah.
Because there's a, actually, I think, yeah, I think that one's Andrew, because I loved him from The Root of All Evil. Did you watch that show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that was so good. That was like 2008 or so. That was Lewis Black.
Not a fan.
Really?
Too loud. I'm not. I don't.
You would have loved The Root of All Evil. It was too. It was one thing arguing against another thing. So somebody would be like Patton Oswalt was on once, and his Root of All Evil was the human body. So he was his argument was the human body is the root of all evil, and he would go against somebody else, and they would do like a courtroom type situation. Like, they would be wearing, like, suits and shit, and he'd just have different famous comedians. And Andrew Daly argued for alcohol. And the other dude was, like, arguing that weed was. It was weed versus alcohol. And one of Andrew Daly's arguments was, you've never seen a stoner smash his bong across the head for eyeballing his girl. He shows a picture of Willie Nelson from, like, 30 years ago. And he's like, here's Willie Nelson 30 years ago. Here's Willie Nelson now. No difference. Weed is the fountain of youth.
No, he just looked terrible 30 years ago.
Yeah, he just looked rough. Also. He's like Morgan Freeman. He's just born an old man.
Oh, he has lived every fucking minute of those 70-some-odd years. Though.
What scent is that candle over there?
That's a mandel.
Delicious.
What's a mandel?
I just bought it today.
It's a man candle.
What does it smell like? I think it's man? Saddlewood.
It smells like man, bro. It's a mandel.
I don't know what Saddlewood is, but... it's saddlewood, I believe.
It's wood.
Oh, good. Saddlewood.
Yeah. It's wood they make saddles out of?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure they make saddles out of leather.
I'm a fan of Yankee Candles and women's deodorant. I like to smell nice.
Women's deodorant. My face translates really well for the podcast listeners because that's what...
What, man? I like to smell like snow time in Vermont.
Do you use women's deodorant?
Nighttime in Paris.
Do you use women's deodorant? You do?
Yeah.
You use Secret?
I sometimes, yeah.
Like regularly?
The scented ones, yeah.
Actually,
dude, they fucking smell. They smell better.
I do have a women's stick of deodorant, but I only use an emergency.
Who smells better, men or women, on a regular basis?
Women.
Women smell way better than us. There's a reason.
I get the Dove Men Care deodorant, which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of similar.
I use Sure Ultra Dry. That's the only one I can use.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can use.
But I've never been fucking Old Spice or I don't want to smell like an old mechanic.
Well, dude, Old Spice, all that does is give me a fucking rash, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, I sweat right through that shit, and then I just smell like...
Oh, you want to talk to me about sweating? You want to talk to me about sweating? We can talk about sweating. Fucking...
Oh, my God, you poor bastard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're tall, too. Like, I don't want the audience... Like, everybody, my 5 or 6 listeners, they probably all know you, but, for the maybe one random that doesn't, how big are you?
Because
you're tall, too, yeah.
How big's your penis?
Yeah, flap it on the table. Let's get weird, man. Let's go all the way with it. Like, we've been a little weird. Let's just end this shit right now.
6 inches, but it's girthy.
Me too. That's so weird.
It's like a tuna can.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call me Coke. They call me Coke Chink. Oh, fuck it. Anyway, so how tall are you?
Is this a dating podcast?
Yes.
I'm 6'3". Really strong. I'll build you a house, and then, we'll live there.
I seem to have had... I've had a lot of, big comics on, because I've had Todd Stimmel on. Todd Stimmel's, 6... What was he, 6'8"?
I don't know. He's a giant.
6'8"? Goddamn. Yeah.
You don't know Todd Stimmel?
No.
He came to the door, and he wasn't here yet. And I opened the door, I was like, what the fuck is this guy? Who is this?
Because he's not, because you know Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson's 6'9".
Jack Johnson's tall. Yeah.
Jack Johnson's tall and lanky, though.
He is built like a mannequin.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking praying mantis. I call him the gentle giant of comedy.
He looks like a scarecrow skeleton.
Yeah, but when he was sitting across from me, I could clearly see his knees folded up over the table.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
But Todd's tall and stocky. I don't want to he's stocky, he's stout. He's a big dude. He's a Yeti. We joked around
is he
about
local?
That. Yeah, Brandon.
Oh, okay.
He runs Gutter Balls.
Oh, now I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
All right. I got you now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a fun room, dude.
I'm doing it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, Todd, if you're listening.
I'm doing it in July, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun room. I went a while ago. I said something about, I was like, yeah, I always perform stoned. And Todd's like, yeah, I could tell when you came to my venue. I was like, well, I mean, I still had a good set.
I can't perform high.
Really?
Yeah, not good.
I usually think that you're high.
I get inside my own head, and I'm like, I start planning my jokes out, and I don't know. It feels unnatural. It feels not
what the fuck?
Not normal.
Just stretch your leg out there. Something
my knee's
kind of
hurting.
It depends. If I'm just doing 5-10 minute spots somewhere, I won't smoke and then gotta go on stage and I always drink a Red Bull or a Monster or something beforehand just to make sure my energy level's up. But I'll smoke. It doesn't really. I kind of plan my shit out anyway. I have a certain direction I know I want to go, but that's, it's more to help me remember. My jokes are structured as such where there's just certain points I want to hit, and then certain points I can just, I can change up and word a little bit differently. As long as I say certain words in a certain place, the rest is a little bit more fluid.
It's just muscle memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys talk about the Crom Festival yet? I know this is your podcast.
He mentioned he was there.
Yeah, it was great. Bobcat Goldthwait was there.
What? Did you see Windy City Heat? The movie Windy City Heat?
No.
Oh, man, I'm obsessed with this. It's a 25-year prank on this guy, Perry Caravello. And apparently how it started was this guy, Perry, went to a mic. It's Jimmy Kimmel's warm-up comic for his show. I can't remember his name. But went to this open mic in Chicago 25 years ago. And I guess he was terrible. So the guy kicked him off stage. And then he was like, I'm going to fucking come back with my brothers and my cousins. I'm going to fuck you up. And instead of being like, oh, shit, I'm going to call the cops. He was just like, I'm going to ruin this fucking guy's life. So ever since then, if you get a chance, it's on YouTube. It's just Windy City Heat. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's just terrific. And I think it's still going on, too, which is amazing, even after the movie was done. So they still mess with him. And I think Perry knows that they're messing with him, but I still don't think he understands because he's an idiot. Right. He doesn't understand the extent of how bad they're messing with
him. Is it like, without spoiling it...
15 years?
25.
25 years. Yeah. Holy shit.
Is it like continuous little ones or one big one?
So the plot of the movie...
Without giving too much away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically the movie is a documentary about this movie that's being made called Windy City Heat that Bobcat's directing. And his thing in the movie is Bobcat always carries around
a megaphone.
Oh, this
is something that Bobcat's doing.
Bobcat directed it.
Okay.
And, sorry.
How have I not heard of this? I fucking love Bobcat.
So in the movie, Bobcat carries around the megaphone and talks into it the entire time, even when they're in a small room. And Perry's like, you don't need to talk into that thing. I can hear you. He's like, no, I got to do it. Otherwise, I'll forget on set. He's like, oh, okay. This is how dumb this guy is. He's like, that sounds reasonable. So basically, they cast Perry in this Windy City Heat movie, and it's the making of that movie.
Hmm. And he performed in a wrestling ring. That was there's this great show out of Denver. These two guys they call wrestling matches.
Yeah,
but they'll get like local wrestlers, and in between each wrestler, they'll go comic wrestling match, and the comic sits with them.
Shut the fuck up.
The comic, as a comic, you go and you sit with them for the next match after your set. And then you call each one. And they record it, and it's supposed to... I think it's like a podcast, but it was
fun. Oh, my God.
I was on the show, and a couple of other great people. I got to perform in
a
wrestling ring. Yeah, it was at Crom.
Oh, okay.
It was the fucking shit.
Dude, but I love wrestling.
It was such a cool show to like be on. It was great.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I can't remember the comics' names. They're out of Denver, though, and that's where they do it. Like, that's where it started. It's called Lucha Libre and Laughs is the show.
Dude, my head is spinning.
It's fucking
now.
Wonderful.
There's
it's
so
great.
Much.
It was so great.
All right, we're about to make this another fucking hour. I want to get into this shit. Are you a wrestling fan?
No, I was like in the 90s.
You don't watch it anymore,
Attitude
though?
Era. No, I watched it when I was a kid. I watched it when I was in, you know, like second grade to like eighth grade. I loved it.
I still, I'm not going to lie, I still watch the pay per views, the monthlies, but that's because you can only get them on WWE Network.
Oh, they started their own network.
Yeah, and you have to, like, they have original programming, like...
Can you go back and watch any match?
Yeah.
Really?
They have...
That's cool to me.
They have matches, pay-per-views, like, I mean, I don't know if you can pull up, like, it's, like, you know, classic matches.
I would just go back and watch that Undertaker, Mankind, Hell in the Cell.
They have that. They have, like, any epic match like that, pay-per-views, they have original programming, like, all their movies, like, you know, The Rock, the story of Stone Cold, the story of blah, 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 mm-hmm. Undertaker 21-0 or whatever it is, 21-1, they have all that shit there.
Did he lose at WrestleMania?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Oh, this year, right?
Huh?
This year.
No. Like, this last one he won.
Because I remember when I stopped watching, really? He was like 13-0 or whatever. He was probably just like getting going.
He went 20-0. Then they had Brock Lesnar beat him. Then he came back the next year and beat Brock. And then they fought a couple of times throughout the year. And then they fought three. Because he fought HBK like two or three. He fought Triple H two or three. Fought Brock two or three. Then he, like this last year, he fought Shane McMahon.
What?
Yeah, Shane McMahon made a comeback, I guess.
dude was... Really? Well, does he still look like a little boy?
He's
got gray hair now.
Like,
right?
He was so much smaller than his dad. Vince was fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like, that I got.
No, like, he's... I mean, he's not as big as his dad was, but he's fairly solid. He's got, like, a sharper haircut. It's like he's got a lot of gray. His face looks young, but not, like, plastic surgery young.
Didn't he get thrown off the cage this year, too, like Mankind did?
No, he jumped off
the
cage. Oh, he
jumped, that's right.
Yeah, they did Hell in a Cell, and he jumped off the fucking cage. It was for, like, Control of Raw. He jumped, and it went, like, through a table, but I think Taker rolled out the way, and so Shane pretty much just backflopped onto a fucking announce table. Yeah, dude, it was pretty fucking brutal. Like, they had a good match, though. But, yeah, like, I just watched the monthlies, because all that shit's on the network, and I know a girl, actually, who fucking watches. She's really hot, too. And she pays for the network every month, so she gave me her password, and I'd watch on her account.
That's cool.
Otherwise, I probably wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't pay for it.
How much is it?
I think it's only, like, $10 a month.
That's not bad.
Which, if you're going to order the pay-per-views anyway...
If you
really
like wrestling and are willing to pay monthly for it, that's not that bad.
It's not bad at all. But, like, their farm leagues on there and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so, like... Come up. Yeah, the NXT is what they call it. It used to be the one they used to have down here, Florida Championship Wrestling, FCW, used to be over in Tampa. It was basically their like their farm league, their minor leagues. It was owned by them and everything. Like you went to
well,
their stadium.
A lot
stadium.
Of wrestlers have come out of Florida. We yeah. produce a lot of professional wrestlers. That's what
isn't,
you get out of Florida.
It's something that they a lot of them just come down here to retire because yeah. you know no property or no state tax, all that shit.
The Razor Ramon documentary was excellent. I just watched that not that long ago.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it was really good. I didn't know he fucking killed someone.
Oh, shit,
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
How?
Apparently he shot a guy in a bar in Miami.
Oh, wow.
Before wrestling or
yeah,
after?
This was like right when he was getting started. Like oh, he was just doing like small stuff. But he got acquitted. I guess he got acquitted because they called it self-defense because the guy was attacking him as well. But well, it was a great documentary.
The Zimmerman defense.
His son is like he's a big dude and... Not, I didn't know how into drugs he was.
Oh, Scott Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He did a lot of drugs. They showed him coming out for a match, like, not that long ago. He still does appearances.
Yeah.
And they had to, like, carry him out to the ring. And then he got the mic, and you couldn't understand a word he was saying. He was just so fucked up.
Yeah, I think he's better now. I think Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas. Well, they just did the documentary about Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah.
Once he went back to... Diamond Dallas Page, because yeah, Diamond Dallas Page has helped like a bunch of wrestlers. Yeah. Like
I used to love Diamond Dallas. I liked WCW one. That's when I like,
yeah. DDP is one of my favorites.
DDP was and
self high five.
He just came out to Nirvana.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, he was badass. Dude, I loved, and he was a manager before that. Like he actually managed Scott Hall. A lot of people don't remember that. Like way back in the day, because a lot of people don't realize a lot of managers, male managers that you see. A lot of the younger ones, like you see ones that are good size, they're also wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, Umaga had that Cuban dude for a while that came out with him, who was actually Mexican but played a Cuban. Or I think he actually might have been mixed. No, he might have been mixed, actually. Will, don't say things like that. If you want to yell at Will, the phone number to call in is 813-693-2124. Leave an angry voice. Have we got any hate mail yet?
Nope.
God damn
Not
it.
A single one.
I got to take off in a little bit, just to give you a
Yeah,
up.
So do I. I got to go pick up my kid in a little bit. All right, so, all right, we'll fucking ditch wrestling, wrestling's whatever now. So, what was Bobcat like, dude? Bobcat's one of my favorite fucking
people
ever.
I didn't really get to hang out with him. He was funny. He had a great set.
I saw a special that he did that was fucking excellent. I've heard him on a couple different podcasts. Dude, fucking Bobcat is the shit.
He was on Nerd Melt not that long ago. He had a great set.
Yeah, I heard him on Rogan's. I heard him on Hardwick's. And then I saw a special. I've seen a bunch of his old movies. I remember him from back in the day burning down Arsenio's set. Or not burning down, but he trashed Arsenio's burnt down Leno's.
Really?
He set fire to a chair. He came out with lighter fluid and a lighter and at some point just stood up, turned around, and lit the chair on fire.
What a fucking maniac. That's awesome.
He was sober when he did that.
Scary, yeah.
He trashed. He tells a great story about trashing Arsenio's set. Because like Arsenio had been canceled, they knew, and like Bobcat's just talking shit. He's doing like the voice at the time, and he's like, "So you're canceled? I'm not gonna do the voice." And he's like,
"Don't
so
try.
No, not even. I don't do it that bad, but no." And Bobcat's just like, "So I don't have to kiss your ass anymore?" No, he's like, "All right." So he just gets up, like kicks over chairs, starts spray painting shit. I think he spray painted like Paramount sucks or whatever. Like Arsenio ended up tackling him because he started throwing monitors.
What?
Yeah, like Bobcat grabbed a monitor and he said like they didn't even charge him for it, but he's like at the time it was $3,000.
So he was like the Eric Andre of that generation.
Oh, dude, he's fucking great, dude.
Sounds like a dick.
Yeah, it's kind of a douchebag, but whatever.
Well, no, like dude, the crowd was loving it because like
Of course they were.
Well, dude, and he said that Arsenio because Arsenio had been canceled. I want to say there was some like. Kind of bullshit surrounding it, but I don't remember. I was in my mid-teens at the time, early teens. But I want to say there was some bullshit surrounding it. And so, like, Arsenio tackled him, I guess, but, like, whispered in his ear, he's like, thank you. Like, Arsenio was laughing the whole time, too, but, like, I guess when he threw the monitor, they were like, yo, stop him, stop him! Like, before he fucks up something else expensive. But all right, man. Well, fucking, you said you got to get out of here pretty soon. So let me see what time we're at.
Oh yeah,
that's about that time.
It's always good for a guest to say, "Hey, I gotta leave now." That's a good way to end.
Well, no, I'm glad he said something because I gotta go pick up my kid.
I have a flight tomorrow. I have to fucking pack.
Where are you going?
God.
South Carolina. We gotta do shows.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right. So we'll plug away, dude. Your fucking social media, your dates, everything. What you got?
@FatMernandez on Twitter.
Spell that out because I'm really high right now.
FATTMERNAND. It's my name with the two first letters switched around. It's not.
I don't know if
science.
We actually said your name. I said it in the intro, and I'll tag you in it and shit. So Matt Fernandez. But like I said, most people already know.
Is that the first time you said my name?
Yeah.
You're terrible at this.
I said it in the intro.
You are bad at podcasting.
I think I actually mentioned the fact that I didn't say names in the podcast.
I'll be at Comedy Zone in Greenville, North Carolina this weekend and Columbus, Ohio.
Well, this will come out next Wednesday.
Okay.
So.
Then, yeah, MattFernandezWorld.com.
Are you still working a job?
No.
Nice, dude. Good for you.
Yeah.
You don't have anything else local coming up?
Local? I'm sure I do.
Oh, you just don't?
I don't have it all written down.
Dude,
it's all on my website.
Nobody remembers their shit.
No, I have a calendar. Why?
Yeah, you're a lot busier than I am. Like, I remember my dates, like, but I only have the 18th, the 15th, and then July. Like, that's all I have booked. I have 3 dates.
I'm going to pull up my calendar right now.
Oh,
I'm gonna get real specific.
Okay.
I won't be back in Tampa.
It's his home screen,
July,
just so you guys
July
know.
July 15th and July 27th, I'll be at the Improv.
All right. Tampa Improv.
Tampa Improv.
MattFernandezWorld.com.
Yep.
Yeah. Check him out. He's because you have a bunch of what was your like Playboy's top 10? No,
it's okay, man.
God damn it! No. You.
I don't need you to read my credits.
No, yeah, read your credits because
I'm not gonna read my credits. I don't fucking. If you care that enough about me, you can go look them up.
God damn it!
No, it was Funny or Dies.
Yeah, they're in there and
Playboy's in there.
Some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see Matt nude.
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you search the interwebs, you can find Matt Fernandez and his fucking Coke can cock.
Yep.
Will, you want to go?
Yeah, you can find me at my apartment, and you can find me on Twitter at @home_made_man.
All right, as always, I'm James Bailey, haha, on the Facebook, the Instagram, and the Twitter. Go for my mom's favorite podcast on Facebook. And call your mom. She misses you. She cares. But Kansas City, somewhere over the rainbow. I'm in your house, baby. I'm in your living room. Looking down your blouse, lady. And everybody is in tune. To Tech Nina, sex fiend, a threat to his and whom. They got a beautiful woman and give him boom. They want it because I'm about to be big and boom. Breaking into colored houses is hard, man. Because everybody got and they got dogs. And they got bars, man. But I'm coming through that TV. And all together was gonna see me sipping the KCT. Nigga, no Tech Nine, now everybody wanna free me. Damn, I'm breaking into colored houses. Polo boots and hella dark colored outfits. Yeah, I'm breaking into colored houses. Fellas, better put a chastity belt on your spouses. Damn, it don't suck to be you niggas, cause it don't suck to be this rich. If you not fucking with me, brethren, you can suck upon this dick. Man, I just get it how we get it.